$1 million donation helps Florida State University search for a cure for a debilitating muscle disorder. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Imagine, one day your 15-year-old son is healthy, happy, and athletic. And then, seemingly out of nowhere, he's in constant pain and his back and neck begins to curve. That was the reality for Tallahassee residents Stephanie and Irwin Jackson. Mrs. Jackson explains when she first realized something was wrong with her son, Brian.
He had fallen playing basketball. So being the typical mom, I'm like, well, let's take your shirt off. And I'm thinking I'm going to find a big bruise. And I remember distinctly when we took the shirt off, I'm like, he's crooked.
The Jacksons decided to take their son to the doctor the next day, and he was initially diagnosed with scoliosis, a disorder that causes the spine to curve. But they needed more information as doctors suggested a life-changing surgery where metal rods would be inserted into his back.
I was like, I am so not ready to have these titanium rods put in his back.
8 months of tests and doctor's visits followed until they finally got the correct diagnosis. Brian was suffering from the neurological muscle disorder known as dystonia. Florida State University professor and the FSU Center for Brain Repair director, Dr. Pradeep Bide, explains the disorder.
It's a childhood onset dystonia. It's called early onset generalized dystonia. So it begins usually at the extremities, very mild problems with handwriting, etc. And then slowly it spreads to the entire body, and then it is completely debilitating, disabling.
It was a long, hard road for the Jacksons to finally find some relief for Brian. But they did. They finally met a doctor in New York that would perform a surgery called deep brain stimulation. Electrodes were placed in Brian's brain to stimulate the nerves that are causing his muscles to involuntarily contract. This procedure was successful for Brian, and within 48 hours, he was able to walk. And he hasn't been in a wheelchair since. But the Jacksons' journey didn't end there, because as Mr. Jackson explains, the procedure doesn't work the same for every dystonia patient.
We got very lucky, we're very blessed, whatever, you know, terminology or belief you have, but there's a lot of folks out there that's not nearly as fortunate as we've been.
And that's why the Jacksons are opening their hearts and wallets to help find a cure for the disorder. They've pledged a $1 million donation to establish a fund to support the Brian Jackson Dystonia Research and Discovery Program at FSU's College of Medicine Center for Brain Repair.
The Jackson's donation immediately allows us to include clinicians, for example, do patient-based research such as genetic screening.
For Dr. Bide and his researchers, the Jacksons' generosity serves as extra motivation.
This is an inspiration for all of us, and it's motivation too. You know, someone believes that you can do something about this. And we know that the road ahead is long because curing dystonia could be a long process, but we know that we are on our way.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. Florida State Headlines is a production of the Florida State Office of University Communications. For all your Florida State news, log on to news.fsu.edu.